Welcome back to the OU Nachyomi Project and our series on Divrei Hayamim Aleph. In today's shiur, we study chapter 15, Perek Tedvav. As usual, our shiurim are sponsored with the help of the Cyprus Foundation in conjunction with the Tanakh Study Center, tanakh.org. Before we begin chapter 15, we should simply read the last line of chapter 14. Vayitzei Shem David b'chol ha'artzot. David's name went out to all the lands. V'adonai netan et pachdo al kol ha'goyim. And God put his fear over all the nations around. That line summarizes the high point that David's kingdom has reached, that he successfully defeated his enemies, and now he's able to focus all of his energies on developing the nation from within. That was the reason in the first place why he wanted to bring the Aron to Yerushalayim, and now things once again are going better, and now David continues his resolve to take the next step to bring the Aron to Yerushalayim. Recall that last time he tried to bring it, there was a tragedy at Peretz Uzzah, and the way we explained that story was by using a principle which we have in Masechet Nezikin, what's called tchilato v'pshiyah v'sofa b'onis. You begin something in the wrong way, you were negligent when you began your work, even though the actual punishment came on something which was totally unexpected. Uzzah did not intend to do anything wrong when he touched the Aron, it was falling, he tried to catch it, but had they prepared properly and carried it in the proper manner, and treated the Aron with the proper respect, then something like that would not have happened. In chapter 15, we're going to see the proper preparations that David makes to bring the Aron successfully to Yerushalayim. Pasuk Aleph, Vayaslo Batim Bir David. David built for himself many homes and houses in Ir David. I don't think it's his own personal houses, but houses for his government. This city continued to develop and expand during his reign. Vayachin Makom Laron HaElohim Vayit Lo Ohel. In addition to all the building projects and expanding his capital, he also prepared a place for the Aron of God. In other words, his intention was to bring the symbol of God's relationship with his people, the Aron, and later the Mishkan, in the capital city. The seat of government will also be the center of religious life for the nation. Vayit la'ohel, he also pitched a tent for the Aron. Hopefully one day he's going to build a house for the Aron, but in the meantime, he's going to set up a tent. As amar David, after all these preparations were ready, David then said, Lo leset et Aron Elohim kim halavim. The way to bring the Aron is not going to be, again, with a wagon, but rather to carry it by the Levites. Kivam bachar Adonai leset et Aron Adonai l'sharto ad olam. Because God chose that tribe to carry the Aron and to serve God forever. God's choice back in Sefer Shemot, when he sanctified Shevet Levi to serve God, among the many jobs that they received, was also to carry the different parts of the Mishkan. David is hoping now that this will be the last time the Aron will have to move, but once again it has to be carried by Levi'im. V'akel David et kol Yisrael el Yerushalayim. Just like the last time, David gathers together all of Israel to Yerushalayim, again using the word V'akel, from Parshat V'akel, when they first gathered together to build the Mishkan, la'lot et Aron Adonai el mekomo asher hechin lo, to bring the Aron to the place that David had prepared for it. Notice again, David is trying to make sure that this time everything is prepared properly. V'yasof David et bnei Aron v'et halavim. David gathered together both the Kohanim, the priests, and the Levites. In the next several psukim, once again we have a large group of people coming to bring the Aron, like we had back in chapter 13. But this time, instead of the military nature of that group, the officers and leaders and all the troops that come to make David king and to bring the Aron to Yerushalayim has a much more religious nature to it. These are now the educational and spiritual leaders of the people, more so than the military men. Livnei Kahat, Uriel Asar, Vechav Mea Vesrim, 120 men from the children of Kahat. The tribe of Kahat was given the job to carry the Aron. Livnei Merari, Asaya Asar, Vechav Matayim Vesrim, 210 led by Asaya from the children of Merari. Ulivnei Gershon, the children of Gershon, Yoel Asar, the leader, his name was Yoel, Ve'achav, Me'ah Ushoshim, 130 men with him. Livnei Eli Tzafan, Shmaya Asar, Ve'achav Matayim, 200 men together with Shmaya. Now we continue with the families of the tribe of Levi. Livnei Chevron, Eliel Asar, Ve'achav Shmonim, 80 together with Eliel. Livnei Uziel, Aminadav Asar, Ve'achav, Me'ah Ushnei Masar, 112 together with Aminadav. Pasuk Yud Aleph, verse 11. Vayikrat David letzadok ulevyatar kohanim. Now David calls to the heads of the priests, Tzadok and Evatar, who have accompanied them through all of his travels till now. V'lalevim l'uriel asaya v'yoel shmaya v'eliyav v'aminadav. He calls all these leaders by name and tells them as follows. He's going to explain to them what is about to happen and why they must be ready. Pasuk Yud Bet, verse 12. V'yamr lehem, atem rashei ha'avot l'alevim. You are the leaders of the families of the Levites. Hitkatshu, prepare yourselves. Get ready. Atem b'achechem, you and your brethren. V'alitem et Aron Adonai Elohei Yisrael. Bring up the Aron which represents the God of Israel, El Hachinoti Lo, to the place which I got ready for him. Now David has to explain to these leaders what went wrong the first time. Remember that the last time they brought the Aron, one of the people involved in bringing it was stricken down and died. Surely the people will be rather reluctant, because who wants to deal with this? It's very dangerous. Now David has to explain to them what went wrong the first time. Pasuk Gimel, Ki Lema Barishona, because since the first time we tried to bring it, Lo Atem, you didn't bring it properly the first time. In other words, we didn't carry it with a levim in the proper manner. Instead, we sent it by a wagon. But because of that, because we didn't bring it with the Levites, Parat Adonai Eloheinu Banu. That was the reason for what happened in Peretz Uzzah. That's why Uzzah was smitten down. Ki lo drashnuhu kamishpat, because we didn't seek it out according to the proper manner. Recall again the verse from Sefer Devarim, which gives us the direction of how we find the proper place to bring the Aron in Sefer Devarim Perek Yud Bet Pasuk Hey, the Shichnot Hidushu Bat Hashama. Look for God Shechina and you'll find the place. There we have the concept of Drishat Amakom. Ki lo drashnuha bamishpat. We didn't seek it according to the proper way. We didn't prepare properly. What David, in essence, is saying, that last time it was tchilato b'pshia v'sofa b'onus. There was negligence in our preparation. We didn't prepare in the proper manner. It was because of that lack of proper preparation that Uzzah died in that accidental manner, even though he didn't intend to do anything wrong. We weren't careful enough in that preparation. Pasuk Yudalad, Vayit katshu ha-kohanim v'alevim. The kohanim and levim prepared themselves. La'alot et aron Adonai Elohei Yisrael. They got ready to bring the Aron, representing the God of Israel, to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Vayisu b'nei levim et aron ha-elohim kasher tziva Moshe. The levim carried the Aron just as God commanded. Ki dvar Adonai b'ktefam b'motot alehem. They carried it on their shoulders using poles. Instead of carrying it on a wagon, they carried it with poles, just as described in Sefer Shemot and Sefer Bamidbar, in the proper way to carry the Aron when the Mishkan was built. Recall that the kelim, the vessels of the Mishkan, were carried by the Levites, by Bnei Kehat, on their shoulders, where all the other utensils of the Mishkan, the poles and the curtains, were carried by the other two sons of Levi, by Gershon and Merari, using the wagons that were donated by the princes, as described in chapter 7 in Sefer Bamidbar. Pasuk Tetzayin, verse 16. Vayomer David, l'sari halevim, lamid et acheim amshorim, b'chleshir nevalim v'chinorot, uv'mitzataim, mashmim naharim b'kol l'simcha. Now David wants to make sure that this gathering of the people and bringing the Aron up to Yerushalayim is going to be a joyous event for the entire nation. And not only are the Levites in charge of carrying it to the place, they're also in charge of the Ruach, of the Spirit, playing the proper music and getting the people excited about this event. Therefore, David told the leaders of the officers of the Levim to point the proper singers, what we would call the choir, together with all the different musical instruments, in order to make a loud and lifting voice, so there should be joy when they bring the Aron in this procession. Pasuk Yitzayin, verse 17, Ve'amidu ha-levim et Heman ben Yoel u'minechav. The person in charge of the singing was Heman, the son of Yoel, and Asaph ben Brachayahu, u'min b'nei Merari achehem Etan ben Kushiyahu. Those were the leaders of the choir in charge of the, what's called nowadays, making Sameach, making everyone happy, and singing. Now we find the names of the rest of the choir. In Pasuk Yitzayin, v'imahem achehem ha-mishnim. Together with them was a list of secondary people in the choir, including Zechariahu ben v'yazi'el, Ushmiramot v'chiel v'unir Eliyahu v'neu Masiel u'matityahu v'liflehu u'miknayahu v'yoved adom v'yiel ashorim. Some of these people on the list are shorim, as opposed to mishororim. There's two primary jobs that the Levites have in the temple. One is to sing, that's the choir. There's also the doorkeepers, the people in charge of guarding the gates. Those are the shorim. And here we see that one of those people was Oved Edom. Recall, Oved Edom was a Levite whose home they left the Aron in after the tragedy in Peretz Uzzah. Pasuk Yitet, now we have a list of the different singers. V'mishorerim, Eman, Asaf, Eitan, B'mitzatayim, Nechoshet, Lashmia. They were in charge of brass cymbals made out of Nechoshet to make a loud noise together with the choir. U'schayel v'aziel, u'shmiramot, v'chiel, v'uni, v'eliyav, v'masayel, u'v'nayel, b'nevalim, v'alamot. Verse 20 talks about the list of the other people who played the different instruments in the choir. In the Pasuk of Aleph, we get the list of the people who played what's called Al HaShminit, the Natzeach. Pasuk HaBet, U'Knayahu, Sar HaLevim, one of the leaders of the Levim named Knayahu. He was in charge of the singing, B'Masa Yasor, B'Masa Kimivinu. He was a master of song, probably a composer, and he was in charge of the songs as well. U'Brechayahu V'Elkanah, Shorim L'Aron, two gatekeepers for the Aron named Brechayahu and Elkanah. In Pasuk of Dalad, we get a list of the Levim who were in charge of blowing shofar together with guarding the Aron. Shvaniel, Yoshafat, Untanel, Bamasai, Uzchariel, Vnayel, Beliezer, Hakonim, Mechatzrim, Bechatzatzrot, they were blowing the trumpets, Lifnei Aron Elohim, in front of the Aron, Ve'oved Adom V'Yechiya, Shorim L'Aron. Like we said before, Oved Adom was one of the gatekeepers in charge of watching the Aron. He already had 3 months of experience, as it was in his courtyard up until now. Pasach Hafei, Vayid David V'Ziknei Yisrael V'Sarei Halafim, Hochim Lalot Et Aron Brit Adonai Min Beit Oved Adom V'Simcha. Now that everything is ready, David and all the elders of Israel go together now to bring the Aron up from the house of Oved Adom with tremendous joy. Vayid Bezor Elohim Et Halavim, as God would help the Levim carry the Aron, Nosei Aron Brit Adonai, V'Yizbechu Shiva Parim V'Shiva Ilim. As they would carry the Aron from place to place, they would offer 7 parim and 7 elim, 7 bullocks and 7 rams. The David mechurbal b'mi'il butz. To glorify this occasion, David wore a robe of fine linen. V'chol levim anosim et Aron, and all the Levites who carried the Aron, and all the singers, v'mesholrim uchnayah asar masah hamesholrim, v'al David efod bad. All the people in the orchestra, in the choir, and everyone carrying the Aron, all wore beautiful uniforms, and David had an ephod of linen, as he was a political leader of this group, representing the nation, bringing the Aron. V'chol Yisrael malim et Aron brit Adonai, bitrua v'kol shofar v'chatzatot v'mitzvotayim. Following this group of leadership, all of Israel followed behind, bringing the Aron of God's covenant, blowing shofar with the sound of a trua, together with the cymbals and all the trumpets, making noise to glorify God, mashmim b'nevalim v'chinorot, making loud noises and song, together with all the musical instruments. Pretty much like what we have nowadays, what we call Hachnasat Sefer Torah, here we had the same idea as they brought the Aron to Yerushalayim. Pasach Haftet, verse 29, Vayi Aron Brit Adonai Baal Ad Ir David. Finally, the Aron of God's covenant made it to its resting place in Ir David, in the city of David. U'michal bat Sho'o nishkefa bar achalon. As they were coming, Michal, the daughter of Sho'o, one of David's many wives, was looking from the window. Batera et ha-melech David marked him sachek. She saw David, how he is dancing and singing and making merry together with all the people in front of the Aron. Vatives lo b'libba. And she despised him in her heart because of this. She was very angry. Here we have very little detail of what happened afterwards. In the book of Shmuel, we have much more detail about that encounter between David and Michal. Recall how Michal meets David and yells at him for belittling himself in front of the people, acting like one of the commoners. And David answered her back and told her it was exactly for that reason that God picked me over your father Shaul. Behind that story is not just an argument between a husband and a wife. It's coming to explain for what reason God picked David over Shaul. Recall that one of the problems that Shaul had was he was more focused on his own honor than the honor of God. He felt that once he was king of Israel, he represents the God of Israel, and respecting the king is equivalent to respecting God. David agrees that the king of Israel has to be respected, but one of the main points that the king has to make, that even though he's king, that the God of Israel is a king above him, and compared to God, he's a nobody. As we explained many times, in Judaism, to be a nobody, first you have to be a somebody. David HaMelech is a great leader, but he wants to show the people that despite his greatness, he attributes everything to God. How does he show that? By acting like a commoner, going down there with the people, singing and dancing with all the simple people in front of the Aron, he's showing the people that compared to God, I'm a nobody. That was one of the biggest challenges of establishing a kingdom, where if we have a king, that might cause a lack of Yirat Shemaim, it might cause a lack of fear among the people of God because they'll put their trust in the king instead. David, in order to fight that idea, he understands that he is only a vassal king to God and will do everything possible to make a crystal clear point to the people that even though he's king, there's no comparison between he, the king, and God, who's the king of all mankind. Therefore, by dancing down with the people in this manner, he's making a very forceful point to the entire nation about his relationship with God and how the entire nation has to relate to God. Michal, representing the home of Shaul and the house of Shaul, doesn't seem to understand that point, and that's why the book of Shmuel dedicates much more detail to that story, as that book focuses on the reason why David was picked over Shaul to become king of Israel. Here in Divrei Hayamim, the primary topic is going to be how people make the proper preparation and make every effort to build the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Therefore, that story will get less detail in the book of Divrei Hayamim. However, the theme of that story in Sefer Shmuel is important for us to recall at this time to appreciate what's happening in David's own life. We're going to read now the next several psukim at the beginning of chapter 16, because it's a very long chapter, and this will save us some time in tomorrow's shir. In chapter 16, Vayaviu et Aron Elohim v'yatzigu oto b'tocha oel asher natalo David, they brought the Aron, and they put it up in the tent that David got ready for it. They brought burnt offerings and peace offerings in front of God because of this occasion. David finished bringing all these offerings. He blessed the people. He made a benediction in the name of God, relating all these events to the God of Israel. To make sure people remember this event, Pasuk Gimel, V'chalek l'cho ish Yisrael mi'ish v'arisha l'ish kikar lechem v'ashpar v'ashisha. Every single person who came to this event was given a loaf of bread and a cake made in a pan and a sweet cake. There's a custom even to this day at birthday parties, at weddings, and gatherings to give what they call a goodie bag for people to take home to remember the event. David wants to make sure that this event of bringing the Aron to Yerushalayim will make an imprint among the people of Israel. And everyone who came, who gathered together for this joyous event, is given a special present of food, not only to make sure everyone has what to eat, but also that everyone should remember this event in a positive way. Now that the Aron has arrived, Vayitein lifnei Aron Adonai min halavim mishartim, in front of the Aron, he appointed some levim to serve it, laskir lodot la'alel Adonai Elohei Yisrael, in order to remember and to sing and praise the God of Israel when the Aron is there. David did not just bring the Aron to Yerushalayim and leave it there. He decided to make this place of the Aron a new religious center for the people. He established a choir. And now, at the site of this Aron, there'll be public singing and praising God on a regular basis. Who is in charge of the singing and praising of God? That was going to become now the responsibility of the tribe of Levi. And now we're going to get a list of the people who were in charge of the singing and the orchestra and what later is going to become the Book of Tehillim. Pasuk Hey, Asaf Arosh, U'mishneu Zachariah. The Levite in charge of the singing in front of the Aron was Asaf. He's the Asaf of about 15 Mizmorei Tehillim, many which appear in the Shir Shoyom. Yiel Shmiramot, V'chiel Matitya, V'liyavu V'nayau, V'yoved Adon V'yiel, V'chlein Nevalim V'chinorot, V'asaf V'metzatayim Mashmiya. Those were the list of the Levim in charge of singing in front of the Aron. Most of them we saw before as they brought the Aron to Yerushalayim. Uvnayav v'yachaziel akohanim v'chatzotrot tamid lifnei Aron brit Elohim. And several kohanim who also blowing trumpets in front of the Aron to glorify its presence. Pasuk Zayin, b'yom ahu, on that day when they brought the Aron and appointed all these Levites, az natan David barosh lodot l'Adonai biyad Asaf v'yachav. Then David appointed to be in charge of praising God Asaf and his brethren. That's the famous Asaf of all the Mizmori Asaf and Sefer Tehillim. That is when he was appointed to be in charge of all the psalms and all the singing in front of the Aron, and that's why you find so many Mizmori Tehillim attributed to Asaf. He was the leader of the orchestra at that time. Recall that Chazal attribute all of Sefer Tehillim to David. That doesn't mean that David wrote every single psalm, but rather, David was in charge of the composition. It was his spirit that initiated all the singing and praise of God. But the masters of the composition and writing of the Psalms was Asaph and all the Levites who were with him. David gave them the inspiration, but these Levites were the ones who followed. What psalm did they sing for this occasion when they brought the Aron? Pasachet, Hodu Lashem Kiru Bishmo, Di Abamim Alilotav. That will be the topic of tomorrow's shir. And it's not by chance that the rabbis chose this psalm to be read every single day in Pesukei Dezimra. In tomorrow's share, we'll try to understand much more depth what was the reason why they sang this psalm at this time, and for what reason we recite this every single day in our prayers in the section called Pesukei Dezimra. We'll continue this topic in tomorrow's share when we study chapter 16 in detail.